Can't seem to get a handle on that plumbing repair? Not to worry. Get expert advice from Rosie and Romy now by calling 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
one 888 767 4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to join the open line hour here at Rosie on the House, just like Bert and Scottsdale.
Hey, Romy. Hey, Rosie. How you doing?
Super fantastic. How about you, my friend?
Not going to mention the name of the company, but I need some guidance from you regarding a warranty issue.
Okay.
All right. Here's the deal.
All right.
Back 2008, I had double pane windows put in my house all the way around.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago, my wife is standing in the kitchen doing dishes. I'm cleaning up the kitchen, and we hear this horrendous sound come from our living room. Wife looks at me and says, oh, something fell off of the wall. I don't know about that. Let me go check. So I walk out there, walking around, get to looking. No, nothing there. Looked at one of my windows, and it's cracked into 100,000 pieces. None of it fell out.
Just one of the panes, right?
The inside pane, not the outside.
Yeah.
So there was no rock. There was no BB. There was no nothing.
Yeah.
Called the company that installed the windows, who allegedly gave me a possible, maybe, kind of, sort of, well, we'll take a look at it, 10-year warranty. And called the guy on the phone and talked to him. Well, he called me back, actually. And he said, I'm sorry. That doesn't happen. That's impossible. Those kind of windows like that, no way. The manufacturer, there's no way that they're going to buy your story. And I said, excuse me? Are you calling me a liar? And, oh, no, sir. No, 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 no. And he started backpedaling real quick. So when all was said and done, he said, well, it's going to take the company, about the manufacturer, about 6 weeks to look at your complaint, probably another 2 weeks to figure out whether or not it's valid. And if they do approve it, it's going to take them about another 2 weeks to get the glass made, probably about another week to get it down here. And by this time, I'm smelling stall tactic. And I said, okay, all right, okay. Just give me an idea. What's it going to cost to get it fixed? He gave me an idea what it was going to cost. Opportunity cost tells me ain't worth the hassle for the amount of money that he's telling me it's going to cost to fix it. So I just blew it off. He says, well, but I do have this one guy that you can call that will come out and fix it for you. So I called him. He came out and looked at it, and he said, oh, no, this kind of stuff happens all the time. And the guy that I talked with at the company was telling me over and over and over again, no, it's impossible. It doesn't happen.
Well, I think you're a regular listener of the show. Our engineer here worked in the window business for a lot of years. Mike?
The only thing I can guess that might have happened, and I've seen this happen, is when the glass is installed opposite. Like if you have the low E on one side, it reflects the glass, that heat in between the two panes, and that's why it explodes. Yeah. Because instead of blocking it on that outside pane to send it right back outside, it gets through that first pane, bounces that heat against the inside pane, and it just cooks inside there. I put one in wrong before, and it pops, and then I got to come back the next day and reinstall a piece of glass.
Let me ask Bernie one question here. We're running out of time in this segment real quick, but let me ask him one more question. Bernie, would you mind sharing with me, what's the brand name of the window?
I can't share the brand name without telling you the name of the company.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because they manufacture their own windows.
Okay. All right. That tells me a lot right there. This does happen. You did not put any window film on after they installed the windows, right?
Oh, no,
okay.
Not at all.
Okay, because window film sometimes can cause some dilemmas, too, in certain applications. I think you're getting the runaround.
Oh, why?
This does happen, and I think I start putting things in writing and delivering letters, certified mail, and see if we can't speed the process up. There's nothing like in writing, certified mail, that seems to kind of brings people the problem front and center. You keep us posted. Hopefully they'll follow through, and hopefully you'll get the correction you should.
We appreciate the call, 1-888-767-4348. Peeking inside our digital newsroom, Richard writes in and says, is Arizona Ramjack the same as Arizona Foundation Solutions? Yes.
Oh, good
they
question.
Recently changed their name, and the reason for that Arizona Ram, or not Arizona, but the official Ramjack is a type of foundation stabilized systems. It's a great system. but it's not the only system. So he'd change it to Arizona Foundation Solutions to incorporate, because his toolbox
is bigger.
Yes. So he wanted to change the name to reflect that. Hey, Sarah wrote in just a few minutes ago. If you missed the beginning, we were talking about a product that Rosie used to keep rabbits out of his yard. And she said, I missed the beginning of it and didn't catch the product name. No. What was that?
Bonide repels all. And you would think the bunnies would stay out of my yard. I've got two German short-haired dogs that spend half their day chasing them. But it doesn't. Grass is just too enticing, I guess. But the repels all has done a lot for eliminating the rabbits, which we were trying to eliminate the ticks and fleas
that they were bringing in.
Yeah.
You know, that's... You say you think that the short hairs, what? It's dry out there. They're desperate. They're coming in to get whatever they can. Kevin writes in from Northern Arizona, and he's about to get a roof, and he's going to use Central Basin Roofing, but had a couple questions. And Central Basin could answer these, but they were great questions that a lot of people that have asphalt shingles need to consider. He wants 25 years out of it. Should he put a second layer on, which you can do, of shingles? And will that extend it 25 years? Or does he need to go ahead and go back down to decking, relay the underlayment, and then put the shingles back on?
That's all going to be a job observation. Dave Kenyon at Central Basin Roofing just needs to take a look at it. So,
generally speaking, if you want 25 years, I would probably go back to decking. But if you're in a wooded area and you get a lot of shade,
I'd go metal. I wouldn't even think twice.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.